First, let's jump back to last summer when Jacob's Well, the spring in Wimberley, went dry during the height of the drought.
We saw Jacob's Well stop flowing for almost 2 months. For the second time in history that great spring ceased to flow.
David Baker sits on the board of the nonprofit conservation group called Hill Country Alliance. He's also vice president of the Hayes Trinity Groundwater Conservation District. They oversee pumping from the Trinity Aquifer in some parts of Hayes County. Baker says the aquifer continues to drop each year.
We are currently pumping about 2,000 acre feet more from the aquifer than our current management plan calls for.
Last week, Hayes Trinity board members voted on potential desired future conditions, what the people in the area want the Trinity Aquifer to look like in the next 50 years. Wesley Schumacher is a hydrogeologist for the Hayes Trinity GCD. He says the board voted to draw down the aquifer from between 0 to 40 feet.
We would very much like to cut back on pumping and have the springs flow perennially like they used to do, and have all of our creeks running during droughts and even moderately dry periods. But the reality of the situation is that we have loads and loads of people moving out here to the Hill Country, and they need water.
Schumacher says the extra water pumped out of the aquifer would ultimately go to new residents. The Hayes Trinity GCD isn't the only groundwater group that voted to draw down the aquifer. The Blanco Pedernales GCD did the same. Ron Feisler sits on that board.
My board had a consensus to authorize the board president to go to vote on a DFC up to and including 40 feet of drawdown.
What Feisler is talking about is a meeting that's sure to draw sparks on July 26. That's when all the groups that draw from the Trinity Aquifer will come together and decide how much to draw down the water. Drawdown opponents like David Baker with the Hill Country Alliance worry natural springs like Blue Hole, Jacob's Well, and other areas will continue to dry up.
Rainwater harvesting is something that we think is a great and important strategy for the future of the aquifer and the Hill Country.
The meeting is on July 26th in Burney. After the decision on how much to draw down is made, the state will then tell groundwater districts how many permit holders they will have to distribute. Eric Aguilar, KT News.